Wow, I love you. You hear folks say that all the time? You know, I love you. Oh, I love you too. But do we really? You know, love is something that's real special, but in our day and time, we have kind of, I don't know, just thrown that word love around. But the word love really is the kind of love that Jesus gave to us. We call it agape kind of love. Unmerited, unfavored. They just loves us the way that we are, and He forgives us for all of our mistakes. But this is Mother's Day, and it's a time to say, I love you, Mom. Now, what a special day it is, right? Yeah, it's Mother's Day, and we started having these special days for Mother many, many, many years ago. Even when I was a boy, which was a long, long time ago, don't tell anybody, but it was a long time ago for me, we celebrate Mother's Day. And on that day, people would pin a flower or a carnation on their suit coats or their dresses to honor mothers. Now, mothers are special people. Now, sometimes we have disagreements with our mom, but you know, we wouldn't be here in this world without a mom and a daddy, but more importantly, a mom, because mom plays a very important part of us coming into this world. Amen? So, I want to sing a poem, all right, and I hope that you like my singing, and if you don't, at least you'll know it's just a poem. Sometimes mothers are happy. Sometimes mothers are sad. Sometimes mothers are sick. And sometimes mothers get mad. Amen. Have you ever had your mother be mad at you, or just mad you were mad at her and she was mad at you? Well, it's a feeling. But it's something that we don't need to hold on to. We need to accept one another for who we are and where we are. So on this Mother's Day, tell your mom you love her a lot and see what she will say. I think she would say, thank you, honey. I love you too. And I hope you'll say back to her, I love you too, Mother. May God bless you. Father, we thank and praise you for these little youth messages that we have, and we pray a special prayer for all the folks, and we certainly miss the kids not being able to come to church, but we're hoping in prayer that that'll change in the very, very near future, that we can get these young people back in church and to have fellowship, and we thank you for that, and we give you the glory today in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen.